Hello and welcome to the special market podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Chita Jamanda and today I have with me a very special guest, Vaibhav Sanghvi, who is a co-CEO of Indus Capital Alternative Strategies. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Sanghvi.
Thank you very much, Chita. Thank you, Money Control, for having me. Interesting times, difficult times, and I hope that all of your listeners are safe and are staying indoors.
Well, thank you so much for your concern, Mr. Sanghvi. And yes, continuing with what you said, what are your views on the market? You know, right now the market seems to be taking one step forward and then two steps back.
Absolutely, Chitesh. You know, what is happening is basically in the month of March, we saw a sizable depreciation on the indices. Mm-hmm. Having said that, as compared to that, we are kind of at least now consolidating. Do we think that that's kind of bottom out at this point of time in terms of the market?
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to say, but there are three or four factors which are currently ruling the psyche of the markets. One, mm-hmm. that in the upcoming two quarters, mm-hmm. the kind of economic data, because of the lockdown which is there,
right.
is likely to be very dismal.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, earnings are kind of out of whack, at least for the next two quarters. And at the other end is when you are seeing that many countries are doing their fiscal stimuluses and the monetary stimuluses,
mm-hmm.
because of which there is an increased liquidity environment kind of raring to go to, you know, assets.
Right.
So investors are trying to kind of grapple between two variables on other side, and that is why you are seeing that kind of consolidation phase at this point in time. My view is basically in the next 3 to 6 months, it's mm-hmm. going to be volatile. However, with a view of 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
is where we think that the market and the investment opportunity is pretty exciting.
Well, yes, I have hope, you know, the next 3 to 5 years should create more wealth for investors, given the, you know, sort of run that we have seen in the past, you know, 2020 as well as 2019. Well, going to the next question, you know, you already talked about, you know, earnings, but specifically, in terms of earnings, do you think the big surprise on the downside is likely to come in the forthcoming quarters? And, you know, March quarter numbers will just be a trailer of a bad movie in the making.
No, absolutely right, Shirish, because see, March, whatever numbers you are looking at, I think there would be good numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
As compared to the quarters ending June and subsequent September, the numbers are going to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
While everybody started with the forecast of FY21 growth at about 24-25%,
mm-hmm.
Now everybody is now close to anywhere between 0-5% to 6% of earnings growth for the whole year of FY21. So with effectively, I mean, we can clearly say that FY21 is out of window in terms of the earnings. Having said that, again, my point here is basically that we should consider this as a one-time event.
Mm-hmm.
And a one-time event, you know, is when we do think that the price-to-earnings ratio are kind of, you know, distorted and inefficient way to actually value the assets. So my sense is basically we should be looking at price-to-book here,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of very cheap at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
and kind of ignore the shorter-term earnings deterioration, which is well-known.
Right. One-time event that is, you know, rightly put, you know, for FY21. And another one-time event that we want to look at is what happened with Franklin Templeton, you know, shutting down on what 6 creditor strategy debt funds. This is the, you know, this is probably the second casualty of COVID-19 after India Nivesh. Do you think that investors will again lose faith, just like we saw in post-2008 financial crisis?
No, see, I think it is more to do with the market forces at this point in time and looking at the risk aversion which is lying into the debt markets and the debt investments,
mm-hmm.
is where you can see these kind of accidents kind of happen.
Mm-hmm.
What they have done and what I've read, you know, it looks like they have acted in the interest of the investors and thus have taken these kind of steps. My sense is basically that we need to see sanctity in the debt markets, that the papers are well traded. And for that, on a longer term basis, I would recommend to increase the kind of gambit or increase the ambit of this whole, you know, people who can invest into those kind of markets without any, with removing all those kind of limits,
mm-hmm.
which are there into investing into debt markets. So make it more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, no, it's not only restricted to debt markets, but make it all the markets pretty efficient by increasing participation and making it more liquid, which in effect would mean that in should these kind of events occur, you know, you have a kind of easy exit without disrupting the price to a great extent.
Right, liquidity does remain to be a concern. Well, you know, have you faced any redemption pressure in your funds as well? You know, and probably the only mantra which is likely to work in this market is risk management to protect capital. How have you managed to mitigate the risk in your portfolios?
So again, definitely this is in line with what the market sentiment is. We have seen some amount of marginal redemption pressures. Having said that, we are always in the top liquid name, so we don't have any issues on that. At the same time, because of our strategy and the way we do function, we are a risk-adjusted return strategy anyways. We can use effectively the long, short pieces of our portfolio, one, to protect capital, and to try to generate any alpha which we can, looking at these volatile times. So in case of our absolute return product, in the last month, or in fact, you know, as against when the markets were down 24%, we didn't even lose 1%. That is why, because of our effective hedging mechanism, which we had in terms of the long short, as well as on our equity relative return product, which is benchmarked against equity, we outperformed there about 400 to 500 basis points purely because we took some aggressive calls in terms of hedging and going into cash. So combination of going into cash and probably hedging the portfolios has helped us to outperform the market and kind of avoid huge amount of losses. So which is finding actually great favor in terms of the investors as well.
Well, right. On a lighter note, Mr. Sangha, I wanted to put it across to you is, you know, Warren Buffett once said that investors should buy the fair. You know, do you think that this is the fair he was talking about? And why I ask is because investors fear for the job, businesses and investing is not something which is at the top of their mind at this point in time. So how are you actually convincing your clients to probably invest at this point in time?
So let's be very practical and realistic about this. You know, this is an unprecedented event, and which kind of doesn't have any precedence in terms of should this event happen. You know, there is a set reaction or a set pace of recovery or a set pace of market recovery which may happen going forward. We are facing it for the first time, and because of which you will see these volatile times to continue at least in the next quarter or two. Within that kind of volatile times, one essential fact which we should not be missing is basically when I just earlier mentioned is basically the price to book ratios of these companies which they are ruling at. At this point in time, we are looking at a price to book which is less than 2 on the indices, which is a very, very favorable ratio to be investing in. And just to give you a perspective, is basically whenever the price to book has been between 1.75 to 2, the risk reward is so favorable that it has only traded at 6% times in your history of your trading. Right. At the same time, if somebody invests in that period of time, past data suggests that in the next subsequent 3 years, your annual return has been close to about 30%, which is a phenomenal number. So my point is basically, yes, we are in uncertain times. There is a lot of things which are going on. It is extremely difficult to time the bottom of the market, but fundamentals do suggest that investing here with a time horizon of clear more than 3 to 5 years is going to fetch you a handsome risk-reward ratio.
Well, that sounds great, Mr. Sangha. In fact, to sum up, yes, we are in uncertain times at this point in time. Timing the market or, in fact, finding a bottom might just be very difficult. Price to book is something which investors should consider while investing. And if you have a 3 to 5 years kind of a time frame, I think there's money to be made. Is that right, Mr. Sangha?
Absolutely. And I would definitely vouch for that.
Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Angwi, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you, Shatijan. Thank you, listeners.